We recognize that youth from historically marginalized communities are disproportionately affected by conflict and violence and must be equal partners and the beneficiaries of the pursuit of peace and security. Social exclusion, impunity, acute citizen insecurity, and weak institutions are challenges to reducing violence. Research and practice of countering violent extremism emphasize the vital role an empowered youth can play in shaping peace and stability outcomes at the local level. Combating transnational organized crime and violence can only be achieved with comprehensive policies that address the impact of violence on the most vulnerable populations. Participation of vulnerable groups, including minority youth, in security efforts is essential to ensure effectiveness and long-term security. In an effort to promote minority youth involvement, the United States supports several programs globally. In Colombia, the U.S. Agency for International Development's Inclusion for Peace activity, which began in 2016 and continues until 2020, increases economic and social inclusion of Afro-Colombians and indigenous communities in targeted regions to advance peace and reconciliation. The Beca Scholarship Program for Colombian National Police Academies has trained more than 2,800 Afro-Colombians and indigenous police officers. In 2017, the program reached a new high of 916 new scholarships. In Myanmar, the United States is funding a peace education program that will train teachers and by extension their students on how to think critically about conflict-related issues and how to work with others to find mutually agreeable solutions to those issues. Engaging and empowering minority youth is the best means to ensure youth-focused civilization, and countering violent extremism efforts are relevant, credible, and sustainable. In efforts to produce peace, the United States is funding a variety of pilot programs to counter violent extremism in Bangladesh. In several of these programs, we are engaging youth about mental health and other topics to build resilience and promote an increased sense of community to counter the threat. Capitalizing on the experiences and attitudes of minority youth should inform community-led initiatives aimed at local stabilization and to address grievances productively. Thank you very much.